told you to stay off the boardwalk.
Okay, boys, let's go.
You two, off the boardwalk.
Come on, Nook.
Dad? Dad?
Looks like he's dead.
No, he's just a deep sleeper.
He's dead. Can we go back to Phoenix?
Playing dead. And from what I heard, doing a damn good job of it, too.
Dad! Oh, Dad.
This is a pretty cool place.
Here's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Come on, Sam. Give Mom a break.
What's wrong with this picture? There's no TV. Have you seen a TV? I haven't seen a TV, Mike.
You know what it means when there's no TV? No MTV.
Sammy, we're flat broke.
Lucy, you're the only woman I ever knew didn't improve her situation by getting divorced.
Yeah, I know. But a big legal battle wasn't going to improve anybody's situation. You know, Dad, we've all been through enough. You know, anyway, I was raised better than that.
Hey, ouch! My hair!
Mom, why are you going to help me?
Doom! Hey, Dad, Sue running in the house!
Talk about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Rules. We got some rules around here. Second shelf is mine. That's where I keep my root beers and my double thick Oreo cookies. Nobody touches the second shelf but me. Now, there's another rule around here, and I want you to pay close attention.
Don't touch anything. Everything is exactly where I want it to be.
Hey, Grandpa. Is it true that Santa Carla is the murder capital of the world?
There are some bad elements around here.
Wait a second, let me get this straight. Are you telling me that we moved to the murder capital of the world? Are you serious, Grandpa?
Well, now let me put it this way. If all the corpses buried around here was to stand up all at once, we'd have one hell of a population problem.
Great, Dad.
Now, on Wednesdays, when the mailman brings a TV guide, sometimes the address label is curled up just a little like that. Now, he'll be tempted to tear it off. No. You'll only wind up ripping the cover, and I don't like that. And stay out of here.
Wait. You have a TV?
No. I just like to read the TV guide. Read the TV guide. You don't need a TV.
Yeah.
wonder if you could help us. This little boy is lost, and we were wondering if his mother might be in here.
I don't really know.
Oh, how great.
So worried. Don't run off.
There you are.
Thank you. Bye, Terry.
I really come here to watch one thing.
Well done.
No, thanks. Well, second thought.
I told you not to come in here anymore. Wild kids.
Oh, they're just young. We were that age too once. They dress better. Bye-bye.
You have a generous nature. I like that in a person. My name's Max.
I'm Lucy.
How are you?
Hello.
That's my dog, Thorn.
Hi, Thorn.
Say hello, Thorn. Well, how may I help you this evening? We have it all. The best selection of videotapes in Santa Carla.
No, actually, I'm not looking for a tape. What I need is...
A job?
A job. Yeah, I look that needy, huh?
So where are we going?
Nowhere.
So what's the rush?
You're chasing that girl, aren't you? Come on, admit it, you're chasing her. I'm at the mercy of your sex plan, bud.
Sam, don't you have something better to do than follow me around all night?
Yeah. Actually, I do.
Got a problem, guys?
Just scope in your civilian wardrobe.
Pretty cool, huh?
For a fashion victim.
Listen, buddy, if you're looking for the diet frozen yogurt bar, went out of business last summer.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Only 5 in existence.
4, actually. I'm always looking out for the other 3. You can't put the Superman number 77s with the 200s. They haven't even discovered red kryptonite yet. And you can't put the number 98s with the 300s. Lori Lamaris hasn't even been introduced.
Where the hell are you from? Krypton?
Phoenix, actually. But lucky me, we moved here.
Take this.
I don't like horror comics.
You like this one, Mr. Phoenix. Well, it could save your life.
Hey! Hey! Hey, wait a minute!
What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard something.
Forget it.
Well, how do you like that baby, huh?
It's beauty.
Come on, let's get in.
time.
Good. Can I drive on the way back?
Yeah, fat chance. Nobody drives this baby but me. Gotta let it warm up a little. You hear that sound? Just like a baby pussycat. Okay, let's go to town. Well, we haven't found a what?
I thought we were going to town.
That's as close to town as I like to get.
What a weirdo, man.
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No. It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
Are you guys sniffing old newsprint or something?
You think you really know what's happening around here, don't you? Well, I'll tell you something. You don't know shit, buddy.
Yeah. You think we just work in a comic book store for our folks, huh?
Actually, I thought it was a bakery.
This is just our cover. We're dedicated to a higher purpose. We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
Right.
Hey, man. Read this.
I told you, I don't like horror comics.
Think of it more as a survival manual. There's a number on the back. And pray if you never need to call us.
I'll pray I never need to call you. Sure.
Mary, Mary, you're on my mind.
To rip off.
Hi.
If you want your airfares, I'll do it.
What's your name?
Star.
Oh, your folks too, huh?
What do you mean?
Ex-hippies. I came this close to being called Moonbeam or Moonchild. Something like that. But Star's great. I like Star.
Me too.
I'm Michael.
Michael. Michael's great. I like Michael.
Want to get something to eat?
Okay.
Where are you going, Star?
For a ride. This is Michael.
Let's go. Star. Is overlooking the point.
I can't beat your bike.
You don't have to beat me, Michael. You just have to try and keep up. All right. far are you willing to go, Mike?
Bad, huh? This was the hottest resort in Santa Carla about 85 years ago.
Too bad they built it on the fault.
In 1906, when the big one hit San Francisco, the ground opened up, this place took a header right into the crack. So now it's ours.
So check it out, Mikey.
Marco, food. That's what I love about this place. You ask, and then you get.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appetizer.
You like it here, Michael.
Can't talk, lights out. Did you brush your teeth?
Uh-huh.
Okay, night-night, sweetheart.
Mom.
Huh? You know, I can never sleep with the closet door open either. Not even a crack. Sam, this is a terrible thing to admit, but I think that, one of the reasons I divorced your father was because he never believed in the closet monster. Dad, you shouldn't sneak up on people like that.
Roger's having to dress up your room with Sam. How do you like that, huh?
Thanks, Grandpa.
Oh, Dad, really, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. That's more where he come from. Night, Sam.
Good night, Grandpa.
Lights out.
As soon as I finish this comic, okay?
Okay. Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom. Your history, buddy.
Feeding time. Come and get it, boys.
All right.
Marco, Chinese. Good choice.
Over here, bud.
Yes, first.
You don't like rice?
Tell me, Michael, how could a billion Chinese people be wrong? Come on. How are those maggots? Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Leave him alone.
Pretty sad.
Sorry about that. No hard feelings, huh?
No. Why don't you try some noodles?
They're worms. I mean, they're worms.
Tony!
They're only noodles, Michael.
Worms.
That's enough.
Ah, chill out, girl.
Michael wants to know what's going on. Marco, what's going on?
I don't know. What's going on, Paul?
Wait a minute. Who wants to know?
Michael wants to know.
I think we should let Michael know what's going on.
Yeah.
Marco.
Good night, Michael.
Bombs away!
Bottoms up, man.
Come with us, Michael.
Yeah!
Jake! Wake up! It's Mom.
Mom's home?
No, on the phone, Mike.
What time is it?
It's 2:00.
Give me those sunglasses.
You need your sunglasses? Talk on the phone? Are you freebasing? Inquiring minds want to know.
Hello?
Michael, are you still in bed?
No. I'm up.
Michael, would you do me a favor? Max asked me to go to dinner with him after work tonight. Would you stay home with Sam?
Look, Sam is old enough to stay by himself right now.
I don't need a babysitter, Mike.
Look, Michael, you know, you come home in the middle of the night, you sleep all day. I work all day. Sam is always alone. You know, it's been a long time since somebody asked me to go to dinner. I'd like to go. Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Thanks, honey. It's a real favor. Bye-bye.
Anything around here that might pass for aftershave?
How about some Windex, Grandpa?
Yeah, let me try some of that, huh?
You have a big day tonight, Grandpa?
Yeah, I'm just gonna drop by some of my handiwork to the Widow Johnson.
What'd you stuff for, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, well, I'll see you two guys later.
It wasn't funny, Mike. I'm gonna make you a sandwich.
Don't bother.
Who's the earring, Mike? It's not you. It's definitely not.
Piss off.
No, all you do is give attitude lately. You watching too much Dynasty, bud?
Yeah.
Mike? Michael, you there? Nanook! Michael? Mike, what happened?
Nanook.
What about Nanook? What'd you do to my dog, you asshole?
Nothing. I didn't hurt him. He bit me. This is my blood.
Why'd he bite you, Mike? Huh? What would you do to him?
He was protecting you.
Look at your reflection in the mirror. You're creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a goddamn shit-sucking vampire. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
Sam, wait.
Sam! Stay back!
Just
stay
wait! Back. Let me talk! Wait a minute! Sam!
Thing by calling us. Does your brother sleep a lot?
Yeah, all day.
Does the sunlight freak him out?
He wears sunglasses in the house.
Bad breath, long fingernails.
Yes, fingernails are all a bit longer. He always had bad breath, though.
He's a vampire, all right.
All right, here's what you do.
Get yourself a good sharp stake and drive it right through his heart.
I can't do that. He's my brother.
Okay, we'll come over and do it for you.
No!
You better get yourself a garlic t-shirt, buddy. Or it's your funeral.
Mom, I think we have to have a real long talk about something. Nothing.
Listen, just who's making that noise?
Mom, I can't talk about it on the phone. It's about Michael.
Don't listen to him, Mom. He doesn't know what he's saying. Sam doesn't know what he's saying. Mom! Shut up, Sam.
Mom, help! He's got our Jimmy's. Oh, my God!
Mom! Sam! Mom! You gotta kill me!
Mom! Honey, I'm coming!
No, no,
help
no,
him!
No, 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 get away! No! No, Mom!
Stay back!
Sammy, help me! Open up!
Help me!
Sammy, open the window!
Never! I knew it!
I am not!
So where are you? The boy, nun!
I'm your brother, Sammy! Help me! Sammy, open up!
Please. Please. What about Mom?
Just don't tell her anything.
I don't know, Mike. It's not like getting a D in school or something, you know?
We're gonna work this out. I'm gonna work this out. You trust me, okay, Sam?
Sam!
Okay.
Sam! 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 Sam, are you all right? Oh, you had me scared to death.
I'm okay, Mom. I was reading a horror comic, and I thought I saw someone on my window, but I guess I just got a little carried away, that's all.
You got carried away by a comic book?
It was a scary comic, Mom. I'm sorry.
You know, I just about had it with the both of you. You know that? What is this mess? You spill milk all over the kitchen floor and don't even bother to clean it up?
Why didn't you spill it, Mom?
I can't believe you people. The refrigerator door's wide open. Are we just trying to refrigerate the whole neighborhood? You know, it's not fair. I would like to have a personal life, too. Where's Michael?
He went to bed early, Mom. Mom?
Huh?
Could I sleep in here with you tonight?
In here? You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. It was a real scary comic, that's all. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. You been eating pizza?
No. Why?
Ooh, you smell like garlic.
Who's there? Hello, Thorne. Is that you, Thorne? Is that you making all that noise?
House.
Hi. Hey, aren't we friends anymore?
Sure.
Sure. Does that mean, we are, or,
We are.
We are. Well, then let's act like friends. Let's talk. Michael, take off your glasses. Michael, look at me. If there's a girl...
I'm tired, Mom.
We could talk about...
I'm tired.
We could talk about anything you wanted to talk about.
I have more serious things in my mind than girls in school. There's things I'm dealing with that you can...
Things I wouldn't understand.
Hey. Looks like I wasn't the only one got lucky last night, huh?
Did you take care of everything, Michael? What's the wine for?
My apology to Max for running out on him last night. Which young man you should be making?
Mom...
Honey, I better bring this up to the house or somebody's just going to take it.
All right, I'll be here.
Hi, Soren. Sam!
So then the dogs started chasing my mom like the hounds of hell, vampires everywhere.
We've been aware of some very serious vampire activity in this town for a long time.
Santa Carla's become a haven for the undead.
As a matter of fact, we're almost certain that ghouls and werewolves occupy high positions at City Hall.
Kill your brother. You'll feel better.
Look, guys, my brother's not a bloodsucker. Look, it says here that if you kill the head vampire, all half-vampires will return to normal. Guys, if my brother's a vampire, believe me, he's only half.
Does your brother know who the head vampire is?
No, I don't think so.
Then you'll have to kill him. And if you don't, then we will.
This all started when my mom went to work at Max's video store. Max never comes in till after it's dark. The dog who chased my mom this morning was his. Here, listen to this. Vampires require a daytime protector, a guardian, to watch over them as they sleep. Fierce dogs, the hounds of hell, are often employed for this purpose.
No shit.
Yeah, well, what happens if my mom is dating the head vampire? You guys can nail him and save Santa Carla. Truth, justice, the American way triumphs. Thanks to you two.
We'll check out Max.
Company again?
Again? Dad, you haven't had company in this house since Mom died 8 years ago.
Right. Now we're going to have company again.
Michael, Max is coming to dinner. I'd like you to meet him.
I can't. I have plans.
Oh, Michael. You know, things are going to change around this house when school starts.
Hey. How you doing? You must be Michael, right?
And you must be Max.
Right. How are you? Well, you're the man of the house, and I'm not coming in until you invite me.
You're invited.
Thanks very much.
Guests to see the food before dinner?
Oh, no, you're thinking of the groom not seeing the bride before the wedding.
Oh, yeah, I always get those confused. Thorne sends his apologies.
Oh, well, tell him I'm walking again.
He promises to behave if you come back.
Oh, that's...
Mom? These are my dinner guests. Edgar and Alan, the Frog Brothers.
Oh, I didn't know you were having guests.
Well, Mom, you know, if we're in your way, we can go eat some peanut butter
very
and dry in the kitchen.
No, there's plenty for everybody. Max, this is my son, Sam, and Edgar and Alan Frog.
Mm. Lucy, this looks terrific.
Well, I hope it tastes good.
Mmm. Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Boy, somebody around here has bad breath. No. Would you quit breathing on me?
No, get upstairs. Go on. You want some Parmesan cheese on that?
Yeah, Sam. Thank you very much.
Sam grated the cheese himself.
Ah.
My son.
Another budding chef of the family.
Are you all right?
No, it's not cheese, it's garlic.
But you hate garlic, don't you?
No, I like garlic. It's just a little much. It's raw garlic.
Garlic? How did that happen?
Guys, you like garlic. Oh, sorry. Here, quick, drink some water.
Hey, wait a
minute. Oh, Sam, what's the matter with you?
Does it burn?
Burn? What are you, nuts? It's freezing.
Oh, look at your suit, Max, and your... Oh, I'm so sorry. Gosh. Now what?
Must be a circuit breaker, Mom.
He's not glowing.
I know. Hit the light.
Sam, what has gotten into you tonight?
I think I know what's going on around here tonight.
You do?
Yeah. I know what you're thinking, Sam, but you're wrong.
Sam?
Yeah. I'm not trying to replace your father or steal your mother away from you. I would just like to be your friend, that's all.
Good night, Lucy.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry, Mom.
Max, I'm so sorry. There's nothing
like that. Major mistake.
Our batting average isn't terrific, is it? 0-2.
He was so sweet to him just now, really. I don't know what got into him. He's not like that.
Well, I'll tell you, kids Sam's age need discipline. Otherwise, they run all over you.
He doesn't run over me.
Protecting mother. Listen, let's try it once more. Dinner, my house, tomorrow night. I'm cooking.
Okay. Bye.
Take it easy, Michael. Where's Star? David?
Michael, you ever want to see Star again? You better come with us now.
Here. Come on, Michael.
this. Initiation's over, Michael. Time to join the club. Now you know what we are, and now you know what you are. You'll never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
Stop giving me these stupid things.
It's okay. I know who I am now, Sam.
Don't kill me, Mike. I'm basically a good kid, so just don't kill me. I can help you. Just tell me who the head vampire is. I thought it was Max, but I was wrong. Just work with me, and I can help you. You'll be okay.
Michael!
It's that girl from the boardwalk. Is she one of them?
I have to talk to you. Can I come up?
No! You shut the window and lock your door.
She's one of them! And don't tell me it doesn't make her a bad person, Mike!
You know where David took me tonight, don't you, Star?
Who's David?
Yes. It's my fault. If you hadn't met me, if I hadn't liked you, I tried to warn you.
It was that night in the cave, wasn't it? That wasn't wine they gave me to drink. His blood. That was David's blood.
You drank someone's blood? Are you crazy?
Well, I'm just like David now, Star.
No, you're not. You're like Laddie and me. We're not one of them.
Until you make your first kill.
Why didn't you kill me last night?
You're supposed to be my first. That's what David wants. Michael.
Why? Because you care so much about me.
Yes, I do.
What are you doing here? What do you want from me?
I wanted to tell you that it's not too late for you. But for me, it's harder and harder to resist. I'm weak.
Why did you come here tonight, Star?
I was hoping you'd have Laddie and me.
Oh,
Star! Don't kill anybody until we get back to you!
What are you doing?
I got connections.
Where's Nosferatu?
Who?
Prince of Darkness.
Nightcrawler, the Bloodsucker.
El Vampiro.
Mike! They're here!
Well,
I'm going.
Look, this isn't a comic book, Sam. These guys are brutal killers.
So are the Frog Brothers.
Check me.
Look, who would you rather go down there with you? Them or me?
If something happens down there, I'm not going to have the strength to protect you.
Well, this time I'll protect you, bud. Even though you're a vampire, you're still my brother.
Listen, just so you know, if you try to stop us or vamp out in any way, then I'll stake you without even thinking twice about it.
Chill out, Edgar.
Yeah, come on.
Wait, you say you met these guys?
Holy shit!
Vampire Hotel!
Here's one, come on, let's take her, man.
Don't you touch her! You stay away from her!
Come on, vampire, let's rotten temple. Star. The rest of them have got to be around here someplace. Let's find them.
Star. I'm taking you out of here.
No, take Laddie first, please.
I feel a trap. I think there's something up here. Check it out, Sam.
Come on.
Whoa.
I'll be right back, Mike.
Come on, Sam, let's go. Move, Al, move. We're on the right trail. Flies and the undead go together like bullets and guns. Come on.
Vampires, my friend.
Vampires. Come on!
It's freezing in here. Come on, guys, looks like it did, and let's head back, huh?
There must have been new coffins around here someplace.
There's nothing here. Let's go, guys.
Jesus!
Ah! 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 I thought there was supposed to be any coffins.
That's what this cave is. It's one giant coffin. Right now, they're at the most vulnerable.
These are beacons. Remember, you just have to kill a leader, huh?
We don't know which one the leader is. I guess we'll just have to kill them all.
Let's start with the little one. First come, first state. What was that? A little vampire humor? Or was it funny?
No, don't even!
Good night, blood sucker.
No!
I'll drive. We don't ride with vampires.
Fine, stay here.
We do now.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam, let's get at it.
Burn rubber.
Ah! Christ! Burn rubber does not mean warp speed. Cool it, Anouk.
Your dog was a flesh eater when he smelled me.
Take him outside, Sam. Come on, Anouk.
Michael. You know the rule about filling up the car with gas when you take it without asking?
No, Grandpa.
Well, now you do.
Definitely blue plan A.
Time to activate plan B.
Okay, what's plan B?
We don't have one yet. We'll have 2.5 hours to come up with one.
What? What's in 2.5 hours?
Someone go down. They'll be looking for us.
I don't know. Sam, what are you doing with the fire?
Mom, listen, I gotta tell you something. It's real important. Shh. Santa Carla's crawling with vampires, Mom.
Excuse me.
Mom, I'm serious. Listen, Edgar staked when he was screaming and fizzing. Look, Mom, there's evidence on my sweater.
Oh, great.
Mom, you gotta tell someone.
Me too. Come on, buddy.
Mom, you gotta tell someone.
This isn't funny.
I'm not kidding, Mom. They're coming out as soon as it gets dark.
Okay, stop it. Right now. Just stop it.
Mom.
No, not another word. I don't believe you're doing this. I'm going to see Max tonight, and you're trying to ruin it for me.
No, I'm not.
Honey, there's nothing wrong with Max. I don't know why you don't want me to see.
I'm not talking about Max. Right the hell with Max.
I'll deal with you later, young man.
Mom.
No.
Guys, we're on our own.
Good. It's just the way we like it.
Grandpa, the widow Johnson called. She said to pick her up at 7 instead of 8, okay?
We got a date tonight?
I guess so. She said not to be late.
Well, I better get cleaned up then, huh?
Mr. Vampire!
Are you
coming for Laddie and me, won't they?
They'll be coming for all of us.
Laddie, wake up.
What's the matter, Lucy?
Oh, just old memories coming back.
No, seriously, why are you so jumpy tonight?
No, well, it's something Sam... He came into the store and, you know, it was just a kid's imagination, I'm sure, but he seemed so sincere, but yeah, it's insane.
Tell me. I promise not to laugh. Honest.
I think I should warn you all. When a vampire buys it, it's never a pretty sight. No two bloodsuckers go out the same way. Some yell and scream, some go quietly. Some explode, some implode. But all will try to take you with them.
Nanook, let him outside.
Don't go out and stop him.
Sam,
come out. Sam, come back.
No way.
Sam, come back. Sam, come back.
Nanook.
Ah!
You miss, sucker.
Once, pal. Death by stereo.
Like Twisted Sister.
Totally annihilated his night stalking ass.
Well, then look out a little. We're in the nook. After all vampires, maximum body count, we are awesome monster bastards.
The meanest,
the baddest.
The attack of Eddie Munster.
Get him!
Wait, stop! Get away from him! You just stay away from him! He's just a little boy.
Yeah! You afraid to face me, David?
Tried to make you immortal.
You tried to make me a killer!
You are a killer.
What's wrong?
I said get away!
What's the big deal? You destroyed the head vampire. It's all over.
Nothing's changed.
He's right. I don't feel any different.
And there's still one more.
Dan? Michael?
I'll handle Mom. Come on, go. Don't let us see any of the bodies.
Dan?
Mom?
Michael?
What
the hell is going
on? What happened?
I think we have to have a heavy conversation.
Where's Michael? Listen, wait, no,
what
I think I should explain.
What happened to your face?
What's going on here?
Remember
the food fight Michael and I got into last year?
This has nothing to do with the food fight.
You guys should
cover this.
I'm the head frog here. No, I think I should
until I talk to Michael.
I'm sorry, Lucy. This is all my fault. David and my boys misbehaved. I told you, boys need a mother.
Max, what are you talking about?
I knew it. You're the head vampire.
Sam, don't start this again.
You're the secret that David was protecting.
Who's this?
Well, you passed the test.
Don't ever invite a vampire into your house, you silly boy. It renders you powerless.
Did you know that?
Of course. Everyone knows that.
Has everyone gone crazy here? What's the matter with all of you?
It was you I was after all along, Lucy.
What?
I knew that if I could get Sam and Michael into the family, there's no way you could say no.
Where's Michael?
It was all going to be so perfect, Lucy. Just like one big, happy family. Your boys. And my boys.
Great. The blood-sucking Brady Bunch.
But I still want you, Lucy. I haven't changed my mind about that.
I didn't invite you this time, Max.
Fight, Lucy. So much better if you don't fight.
Mom! Mom, don't! Mom! Don't do it, Mom! Mom, don't do it!
Dan.
Mom, no! Mom, no!
Dan.
Mom! Mom!
Dad?
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're